From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today I have a special guest, and the reason I'm asking Dottie in, and I'll introduce her here in a second, is I'm getting a lot of phone calls for renovation loans. And those, in one of the callers that we had in recently, you know, their reluctancy with that was, you know, you don't know what you're getting if you're buying at a tax sale or an auction or in other avenues. Most people don't buy that way. They buy from a realtor. So I asked Dottie to come in because all the shows, and my wife is as bad as anybody on this, they watch all these fix and flip shows and they make it look so easy. And I used to do that in the past. And, you know, you'd make money on one, you'd break even on one, and you'd lose on four. It was more of a pain in the butt than it was worth many times, unless you did it for a living. But the biggest area where people kind of get duped on is they get into the house and they don't realize, oh boy, there's a lot more here than I thought there was. So that's why I brought Dottie in, because most people say, well, I already need an appraisal, so why do I need a home inspection? There's a good reason why you need a home inspection. That's why I asked Dottie here to go through meticulously, you know, what they're going to do, what they're probably going to find that you won't with your naked eye find. So thanks for coming in, Dottie.
Hi, I'm Dottie with Echo Home Inspection, and we do a lot of those type of inspections. Basically, you know, a lot of those you walk into and you look at it and, oh my God, it looks so pretty. You know, they've painted this and done that and, you know, just fixed everything up, and then we start doing our inspection and we're opening the cabinets and the plumbing is a mess. The electric is not good. You know, we've been in some of these homes where they've actually covered up the access to the attic. And that, you know, we say you really, really got to look in that attic because it's a very, very possible that there is mold in there, and that's why they covered it up.
What's the most common thing that people miss? Is there something in particular? Like my fear would be, let's go through the biggest items. And you just did an inspection for us, and thank God you did, because there was issues with the roof.
Right. It would be the roof, the foundation, main electrical panel. A lot of times they haven't upgraded that. You know, you can't even get insurance on a box that's 60 amp. You just can't.
Oh, really?
You can't anymore. Yeah, you can't get insurance.
Got it.
So it has to be fixed.
So I'll just go through the things and then you tell me what's a part of the inspection and, you know, how you guys find it. So if I'm buying a house, what's my biggest expenses? The roof?
The roof, the foundation. Let's say there was some cracks in the foundation. Let's say if we found mold and then, you know, again, the furnace and all that. Everything is fixable. There is no home that has got everything correct. It's a way to just present it. And, you know, people go crazy over a crack in the foundation. You can call a company, and I'm not going to name names, but we work with them all the time. It's $1,000, and it's a warranty on it, and it's transferable.
Got it.
How bad is that?
Is there usually an issue if there, I mean, probably in my house, I don't even really pay attention to it. I mean, it's 30 years old. I'm assuming there's a crack in the foundation or something there.
But we're seeing evidence of water or effervescence where it's like along the crack, there's like a white powdery substance.
Got it.
And there's been water there. Doesn't mean it's bad, but we have to say there is evidence of past water infiltration for sure.
Dottie just did an inspection for us on a young lady's buying a 3-unit and the roof, there was major roof issues. Now she's going back negotiating, like a $10,000 credit because of that.
Right.
So she paid $300-$500. That could potentially save her $10,000.
Right.
So that's a good. Then also you kind of made a joke when you first walked in. I'll throw you in front of a bus on this one.
But
is, you know, you got to remember when Dottie's team comes in there, they're inspecting the house as is. What the future is going to bring is, you know, at the time in the inspection, they're giving you all the pointers that they're looking at. So they look at the furnace, they look at this, you know, that furnace might go goofy or go wrong, you know, a year from now. But right. That's not, I mean, it's like your car. My car works good today. I could have a flat tire tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow's going
to
bring.
Well, how many times have you gone to your refrigerator or whatever and your freezer's not working?
Yeah.
You have no idea. It just happens.
Right. So what exactly do your people do when they get to the house? Can you kind of walk us through that process?
Can. We basically are, you know, we're looking at, my guys are required, let's say we have a 9 o'clock appointment. My guys are required to get there a half hour early to get that outside going so that when the realtor comes with their client or whatever, we can walk around them outside and show them any potential things that need repair or, you know, some maintenance or whatever. This way, we're not going in and out of their house. You know, we're trying to respect their house as well.
Sure.
And respect the realtor's time so that we can get some of that done before the realtor comes. So we're looking at the roof, the siding, the windows, the electric outside, the water outside, the way of the land around the property. And that's really important to make sure that that water is diverted away from that foundation. Once we enter the home, we are going to operate all the windows and doors, all of the outlets, the switches. We're looking for moisture stains, wet spots on the ceiling, things like that. We will also, wherever there are appliances, we run them full cycle. And then we're going to check out that attic area. We want to make sure that there's no mold. And we can't call it mold because we don't have a test.
Yeah.
We have to call it mold-like substance. Okay. And at that point, really, it's up to the seller. Now, if we say that there's a mold-like substance, it's truly up to the seller to prove it is it isn't.
Got it.
That buyer really shouldn't be paying for a mold test.
Got it.
You know, now it goes back to them. If they don't do it, a lot of times then we go back and we'll do a mold test. Most of my guys have a mold equipment with them. Some people do it just because they're highly allergic or whatever. But we also want to make sure that there's no mold up there, that the bathroom vent, you know, fans are not vented into the attic. Make sure that there's no evidence of leaks. And believe it or not, that there's nothing living up there like squirrels and birds and things like that, because that's really, really true. And then we're looking at the foundation. And then all your major mechanicals, your main electrical box, your furnace, your main plumbing, all of that is checked. We'd really, really like the buyer to be there because we'd like to physically show them what Got we're it. Talking about. Although our reports are very explicit. If someone is not there, all they have to do after they get their report is call. And we have that inspector that was there call them and walk them through the entire report. And then the report is sent to the buyer, the realtor, and the attorney. So everybody has a copy. The other thing that with our company is a little different, we don't really ever close. My phones are monitored either by me or one of my staff. So we're on the phone till 10, 11 at night. We are answering the phone.
You're like on call like I am.
Well,
but
the
that's
other thing. Well, the other thing is, I don't know if you realize it. To me, it's easier to answer the phone because they leave a message, you call them, then you know they're not there, and we're playing phone tag.
Yeah.
It to me, it's just answer the phone and figure it out.
Gotcha. So, is there something? What should somebody be aware of when they go into the house? You see a lot of these fix and flips. Now, the secondary piece, people are buying it.
Right.
There's a lot of cosmetic stuff covering things.
Exactly. And when we go in, I mean, we're really, really, we're meticulous on any home, but very meticulous on those, because if we start seeing cosmetic things like flooring that isn't done right or whatever, then it's like, all right, whoever did this right. probably doesn't really know what they're doing and they haven't gone into it. I mean, we've seen where cabinets have been painted and it's beautiful and we open it up and there's the oldest plumbing ever.
Yeah.
Under there, and there is leaking under there, and they never even addressed it.
Got it. It's funny. One of the things you just said, my first house I bought, I had a home inspection done, but about a year into it, I started getting a leak in my upstairs bathroom. Mm-hmm. So we go up there, and this stood out when you just said it. The fan from the bathroom just vented up in the attic.
Right.
And in the winter, all the moisture condensated on the roof, the wood there. And then as it would heat up, it would drip down and
that's
it
where
was
your
a complete
was.
Mess. Yeah. So put it that way. So it took a lot of effort and a lot of frustration to get that because I couldn't figure it out at first. I'm like, where is it leaking? And then we're up on the roof and can't see whatever. And then
see,
we go in the attic and say, like, oh,
that totally
boy.
Would be something that we wouldn't
Got
know.
Got
we
it.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And you have to realize what we can see and what we can't see.
Right.
You know,
so got a question for you. Is there a warranty behind a home inspection? I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot. I just don't know.
Okay. No. Basically, we've been in business 30 years. If somebody calls us and there's a problem and it's definitely our fault, whatever, we're going to stand behind
it. That's awesome.
That's my warranty.
That's awesome.
You know,
and you've been doing this long enough, so it's not like you're going anywhere. That's why I always say, I'm not here to dupe anybody. We've been around way too long, that, and I don't want a bad name on my, out there, especially with social media nowadays.
Yeah, today I just laugh when they talk about the interest rates going up, because my background was, I was a realtor. I left when it was 18%.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I went and built and general contracted Lindahl Cedar Homes. I live in a Lindahl log home. And the only reason I did the inspections 30 years ago is because I would have had to move, because so many things changed with the house.
Yeah.
And I did not want to move. I love where I'm at. And so it's just weird because my whole background is that. But I just laugh when they talk about the interest rates, because you have no idea.
I have people squawk, and it's like, I can give you 3.875, and they, why so high? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
All right, Dottie. So how do people get a hold of you? What's the best way to get you?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is call our office number. It's 847-888-3931. You will always get a call back when I have the phone, it's within 15 minutes, but within a half hour, you're going to get a call back from us. My theory is, if you do not get a call back from us, call us back, because that means technology has failed.
Got it.
Website, www.echohomeinspections.com.
And you can go to my website, thefrioteam.com. Just hit sponsors. Dottie is all over there. You can track her down there. And also on our landing pages on WIND Radio, as well as WYLO Radio. So she's everywhere that I'm on the web. You can see Dottie as well. So thank you so much for coming in, Dottie.
Okay.
You filled in a lot of the gaps for us. And that's why, a lot of people talk about inspections and appraisals. And why do I need an inspection? Because an appraisal is getting done. It's not even completely different. It's not even apples and oranges. It's apples and elephants. So thank you so much.
God
bless you.
Thank you.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Of course, I'm Dan Frio. I want a special thanks out to Dottie Dose for coming in. She talked about home inspections and why it's a good idea to have that. Yes, she does it for a living. So yes, she's biased on getting home inspections, but I highly suggest you get one. Let me talk a little bit about the difference between an inspection and an appraisal. Because a lot of times when I have a client, they're looking to buy a house, they'll say, well, Dan, I need an appraisal anyways. So why should I waste, $400 or $500 on an inspection?
There are a lot of people who think they are the same thing.
Yeah, and
they definitely
not.
Are not.
So the biggest pieces of this puzzle, think of it this way, in its simplest form, the inspection, they're inspecting the quality or the functionality or the products in the home. Okay. They're not considered, they don't care about the value of the house. They don't care about the square footage of the house. They don't care about a lot of other aspects of the property other than the guts of that property. Meaning, they're going to come in and they're going to go in the foundation, go in the attic, go on the roof, go around the chimney, look at your windows, look at the furnace, look at the attic. They're going to look in your crawl space. They're going to look at your electrical. They want to know, is there anything wrong with the house? Okay. The whole purpose of an appraisal is, number one, is the value there that we're looking to lend on. We don't, as the lender, and you as, let's say you're looking to buy the home. You're buying a house for $250,000. Is it worth $250,000? I don't want to provide you a loan, nor are you going to want to pay for a $250,000 home if that value on that home is $200,000. So those are the pieces of that puzzle. One, is the house okay? Are you going to have any nightmares on that house? And then on this other side of the spectrum, are you paying fair value for the home? Or maybe you have more equity in that home than you think, or that house might not be worth what you think. Because on your side of it, again, you don't want to overpay for something. On my side of the spectrum, I don't want to overlend on a house. heaven forbid, we, you know, you lose it in a foreclosure or something on that end. On mine, this is how we look at it as a lender. I'll just be honest with you.
And nobody wants to buy a house with a cracked foundation.
Yeah. So that, yeah, on the foundation side. So, you know, George,
way to look at this, right? So if people are comparing, they want to think, well, give me an example of what an appraiser is versus a, you know, an appraiser is going to go ahead and look at your furnace and sort of judge the age and judge the condition, look for rust and say, okay, here's the condition. So I'm going to say, here's a condition of this. They're going to look at your kitchen and say, okay, here's the condition and age of this. And they're going to compare that to other houses that have sold in your area and find a value for your home. A good inspector is going to walk in. They're going to run all your faucets at the same time to see what your drains do, to see what your water pressure does. They're going to run all your hot water heater out and see how fast it recovers. They're going to run your dishwasher. They're going to run your furnace through paces. If the weather's warm enough outside, they're going to run your air conditioner and see what kind of condition that's in. They're going to actually look at the roof. A lot of these guys are using drones and stuff now, but, you know, even back in the day, you guys would get up on a ladder and actually look at the roof. They're going to look at how well your gutters are attached.
Yeah.
It's a really down to the bones inspection when you're a good inspector.
You know,
an appraiser's looking at the face of it.
Yeah. It might be worth $300-$400, but, you know, I just had, like I was saying in Dottie's segment,
yeah,
we just had an inspection that she did for a client of ours.
Found a bad roof.
Bad roof.
And it wasn't obvious, right?
No,
so you're looking at it from the ground.
So cosmetically,
tell.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And you go in, you know, they found it. So now the buyer is going back, because let's say they didn't do that home inspection.
Right.
This girl bought this house. She's a teacher.
You're on the hook for thousands.
Yeah. She doesn't have an extra $10,000 laying around.
Right.
And it was, so now we're going back to the seller
and
saying, you know, we want
not
one of two
get
things.
That.
Yep. We want
and
one of
not
two
supposed
things.
To. That's not their job.
We either want a credit because we're going to need a new roof, or you'd put on a new roof and then we'll buy that home.
Right.
So that was right. a $400 investment saved this lady, this young woman. Probably 10,000 is generous for a roof these days, especially it's a 3-flat building downtown. It's probably more in the tune of 15,000-18,000 bucks.
Yeah.
So that's it's money well spent.
Now you
so
and I were talking too while between the segments here. I've seen some nightmares where people did not get, I worked as a contractor for many years and I've seen some nightmares where people did not get a home inspection. They bought the house, they got into it and they said, Oh no, we are not prepared for this. We're not capable of dealing with this. We don't have the funds. We don't have the time. We don't have the anything. So we, you know, one of the situations was they had an in-ground pool. Okay. And there was sort of, it was on a hill and there was a little room beside the pool where it had all the pump stuff and the water heater, the pool heater and everything, but it was the middle of winter.
Yeah.
So you can actually test those, and this was a modern, it had a diagnostic on it where you could literally push the button. The circuit board was dead. On the control thing. So that cost him over $1,000.
I have a pool.
No, that cost him over $1,000. And it would have been as simple as turning it on. That's true. That's as simple as turning it on and just checking to see if it even functioned. That would have been caught in a home inspection.
Yeah.
There's another person who I knew who literally had pipes that were collapsed in the floor of the basement. So they bought the house. The couple of drains worked because it takes a while for those pipes to fill up.
Yep.
But they didn't run them for 20 minutes. So the first time they took a shower, all of a sudden they get muddy water backing up into their tub and it's backing up into their laundry sink in the basement and it's backing up out of the floor. And they had it. That was many thousands of dollars.
We
so get the inspection.
Speaking about a pool, I just had a client. It was found by another inspection. They went in and all the pipes to the pool were busted underground.
No.
And I have a pool. It's like having a Ferrari sitting in your backyard because every time
and
something goes wrong, it's $2,000-$3,000
yes.
per item. So
yes. And if you set that up and if you just start it, you're going to have a sinkhole.
Yeah.
Your first inkling that there's an issue is going to be a big sinkhole in your backyard.
Yeah. So that's, the whole point of this, I don't care what you do. I mean, it's your money. I'm just giving you financial advice and I get no benefit out of this. So, you know, I would highly suggest, I'm just prepping you. I always, when people call me and they're looking to buy a house or refinance, it doesn't matter your age. And if you spoke with me in the past, you might know this. When you get done with my conversation on the phone and be prepared to talk for 15, 20 minutes, a half hour, I always tell people, you know, I'm going to be dad during this transaction. Hopefully you had a good experience with your dad. and I, you know, I'm going to tell you the good, the bad, the ugly, and what to look for, look out for. And I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be brutally honest. And that's what Stuart was cool. Stuart Ramirez, he's a realtor of ours.
Very straightforward.
He just tells you as it is. I'm not here to sell you. I'm here to help you. So
another thing to think about too, if you're getting a home inspection, you might think, you know, like $400 or $500, a lot of money, right?
Yeah,
I mean, for most people, it is a lot of money. But if you're buying, let's say, a $300,000 house, and you spend $500 on a good home inspection from a company like Dottie, that's 1/600th of the cost of that house. That is nothing compared to the amount of investment, or even just as a percentage of the $20,000 it would take you to replace all the pipes in your floor if you had the same problem my friend
you
Emily did.
You buy a throw rug
to
throw down for $300-$400. If you put everything in perspective.
Well, if you're hoity-toity like Dan, if you shop at Walmart like myself, it might be 50 or 60. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, it really is when you're looking at it in the perspective of the amount of money you have at risk. It is nothing.
Right. So the whole gist of it is there's a huge difference between home inspections and home appraisals, and most people don't get it. The appraiser isn't going to catch a lot of these things. Let me throw out another side note. And this is, I always thought home warranties were bad. I thought it was just a scam. It was like when you go and buy that, you know, $100 TV and they want to sell you the long-term warranty for $100. It's like, I didn't spend that much on the TV. I've throughout the past 5, 6, 7 years, I notice almost every contract that I have or getting through has a home warranty in there. And so I just for kicks, I talked to a couple of the clients and they're like, you know what? Within the first 6 months, I had a claim and it was phenomenal. So I'm not pitching any specific company. But so I reached out and I inquired about a home warranty. I actually got one on my property and I think it was $500. It's amazing. They don't come out, and I'll just give you some little cheaters. They don't come out and inspect your house. So within the first 6 months, I have a sub-zero fridge freezer. And if you know anything about those, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that's what we have. My ice tray thing broke. Under my home warranty program, it's $60. They'll come out and they fix it. I had a washing machine break. $60. They came out. They couldn't fix it. They gave me $400 to buy a new one. I don't have an elaborate washer and dryer, so that's what I got for it. My air conditioner wouldn't work at the beginning of last spring, summer. $60, they came out and fixed it. Right there, if you add up, I spent $550 for this policy. I saved, I can't imagine how much money I saved. They gave me $400 for, or it was $400 or $500 for a new washing machine. I got my money back right then and there. So every piece of this puzzle, I spend $60 and that's my service fee. That's all you pay. So if you're getting into a house or you're even in a house, you might want to look at, and I'll put this on my website. I get nothing out of it. I'll just put a link to the one that I use. I'll put it on my website. Check it out. You might find something useful there. So I want to thank you all for listening again. My name is Dan Frio. If you'd like to reach out to me in any way, please call me at 844-775-LOAN. Which is 5626. You can find me on the web at thefrioteam.com. Frio is F-R-I-O. Best yet, and I always say this, I used to say this in every one of my shows when I started, check me out on, just Google me, The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. It's D-A-N-F-R-I-O. I promise you, you'll like what you see.
And they can also leave a voicemail with a question or comment for the show at 833-DAN-FRIO.
God bless. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be right back.
We now return to the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update. This is Dan Frio. Thanks for coming back. On the show, in the last few shows, we've talked about buying homes, and especially the new in vogue, I always call it, the fix and flips. And I've done several myself. As I stated in the past, I made some money on one or two, and I lost my butt on several of them. So we had Dottie Dose with Echo Home Inspections, Inc. But I wanted to get another perspective of this. And I asked a friend of mine, Stuart Ramirez, of eSignature Realty, and Stuart, he does fantastic work. And it's that time of year where things usually slow down in Chicagoland area, and he is smoking it. I don't know how he does it. Hopefully I won't have him give us his tricks on how he stays busy all year round, but he does. But welcome to the show today, Stuart. Thanks for driving in, buddy.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So the discussion we have, and when we're done, I'll have you pitch and see how people can get a hold of you. But we've talked about the fix and flips. I want to go down two avenues if we can. One avenue is for buyers that are looking for the fix and flips. Are they still available? And then on the other spectrum, now you have that retail buyer that's looking to buy that newly renovated home. And are there red flags that they should look out for? And so forth. So the first thing is there are a lot of, I'll call them TLC houses out there that still are available to people, that there's still some equity in homes that you can fix and flip. Are they out there?
Yeah, absolutely. They're out there. And I actually believe that they're out there more often now than they were in the past. And by past, I mean in the recent maybe two decades. The biggest reason is because my impression is our society have become a society of instant gratification, yeah, and they want everything to be updated and perfect and beautiful. So more and more buyers are asking me to show them homes that are move-in ready. Turnkey is typically the term that they use, or move-in ready. That being said, someone who's handy, somebody who's knowledgeable, somebody who has real skills in remodeling, they have an opportunity to make some money, because today's buyers will actually even pay more, or for lack of a better term, overpay, so that they can have nothing to do but move into their beautiful updated home.
Gotcha. So there is, the inventory is there. So now let's go to the next step. Because I have home renovation programs. One's fairly new. It just was established this year, but everybody knows the 203K loans. FHA provides financing for fix me ups and so forth. So a person's going into that house. We had a caller recently call in and say, you know, the tough thing that they're having is they're buying these at auction and tax sales. So they don't really have the luxury of seeing these homes before they buy them, because it's basically a live auction and you buy the thing. But you're looking to buy a fix and flip home. You take a person into this house. What should they be looking at meticulously, I guess, that would cost them or be the biggest headache that they might find?
So for a person that is looking to buy to renovate.
Yes.
The number one thing that they should look at that's going to be a huge headache for them is water penetration.
Okay.
Unfortunately, water, although it saves our lives and we're made up mostly of water, it is the most hazardous item on the earth for our properties.
Yeah.
That being said, if you have, and it's a real easy, you know, thing to look for, if you have a house that has land, cement, walkways, driveways, patios that lean into the home, guaranteed water is hitting that foundation.
Gotcha.
And whether or not it's affected it right now, you might not see, but it will in the near future.
It will.
Yes, and absolutely.
Thanks for rubbing that in, buddy. My basement, like 6-8 months ago, sump pump backed up.
Yeah.
My wife, I get home from work, my wife's like, hey, look downstairs. It looks like it's damp. I walked to the bottom of the steps, put my foot down on the floor, and
yeah.
It's like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. But okay, so let's recap a little bit. There's houses out there for those out there looking to rehab or flip, fix and flip. Now you get into that fix and flips. We do the financing, we fix that house for these people. Now let's go to the next piece of this puzzle. So now that house is done and you want to show it. There's probably houses that are phenomenal. They did a great job at doing what they did to renovate that house. And then I'm sure you go into many homes that it's basically, they put some putty on the wall, made everything look pretty. They put a lipstick on the pig. It's still a pig.
Yes.
So tell me, go down that avenue when you're walking in with these clients and you have a passion for this. This is what I like about you. I make a living by doing mortgages. You make a living by doing, you know, selling homes. But we're not pushing these people into these properties. So when you take somebody to the property, what are you looking at, or what are you pointing out to them to pay attention to make sure they're not getting that pig with lipstick on it?
Yeah. So the first thing that I'm looking at is the quality of the work. A lot of times I've noticed that my buyers, if they see granite or quartz and they see stainless steel and they see hardwood floors, or right now the most popular is the laminate flooring, the new style laminate flooring and vinyl flooring, they think it's wonderful. They think everything's done and we're ready to go.
Right.
And it really is a moment of decision for me where I have to decide, do I want to burst their bubble and really start showing them, you know, the intricacies of the home.
Right.
And unfortunately, I'm brutally honest, and I do tell people and I do show them, hey, you know, we need to pay attention to the things. Yes, these things are beautiful, but look at the way the refrigerator is leaning. Sometimes, you know, you step back and you see something's leaning. Look at the way the counters are done. You know, are they attached to the wall? Is there proper caulking? I also see things like drywall. People will see the brand new gray color, the beige, or even, you know, the real popular silvers that are coming in, some of the dark grays, and they think it's all wonderful. But if you go up to the wall and you actually take a few seconds, it doesn't even take that long, a few seconds to look at certain areas, and you start to see ripples and bumps, and you start to see drywall patches, and you start to see the imperfections, you realize that person isn't really a professional remodeler. They were obviously amateurs. They hired amateurs. And like you said, they just put lipstick on a pig. Once you start to see that is when you realize, okay, we really need to look at more details. And it's not just looking at the majors, right? And any realtor will look at the majors, which is, you know, furnace, water heater, foundation, and things of that nature, and electrical panels, right? So you'll look at it real quick and you'll be able to tell people, you know, oh, this is okay. The furnace is, you know, 15 years old. It's not that bad, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about looking at the quality of the work, the tile, to see if tiles are cracked, see if they're crooked, if the lines are straight. Look at lines in the drywall where the corners meet. If those are wavy and you see a little bit of wave at all, again, you know that this was an amateur crew that did the work. And you need to ask yourself, if they didn't take pride in what they did on just the cosmetic, what did they roll over on the stuff that's hidden inside the walls, behind the walls? And that's where the big worry comes in.
Got it. So again, I don't know if you paid close attention to what he was saying, and it stuck out to me, this: you're brutally honest. And I have people call me every day that looking to refinance. And then I run the numbers and it's like, this makes no sense to refinance. Send an extra $100 a month each month and you'll pay off your house that much earlier, but it doesn't make sense to refinance. I'm honest with them. You're honest with them. It's like, even though you said, you know, you don't really want to burst their bubble, but the thing is, you know, I'm sure you go to people's homes and visit them or call them, you know, a year or two later just to see how things are going. And I try to do that as well. And you're getting, and you probably are, because I know you, is you're getting a smile or a thank you or it's awesome versus hang up. You know, somebody hung up on you because you did what was right for them. You know, you get wowed, you know, so you're looking for a car, you know, you get wowed over, wow, that looks nice. But open the hood, you know, are there gerbils in there running around on a wheel? It's probably not a good car. That's what I truly admire about you, because you're honest with the people and you're not pushing a sale. I hate pushy salespeople. And that's one of the reasons why I like working with you, because you're honest with the people, you give them straight shot. And it's, you know, you just do a lot of good things. When we come back, what I want to talk to you about is, I don't know how you do it, and I don't want you to share the tricks of your trade. You're never slow. And that intrigues me, because, you know, so many people in this business, and I did some studies on realtors. I didn't realize the average realtor only sells like 4 houses a year. I know in the past week, I think you've sent me 4 or 5 clients in a week. you know, that's more business than most realtors do in a year's time. So I want to just see, you know, how are you doing what you're doing? But, you know, don't share your tricks. Mm-hmm. But I think once somebody meets you, they're going to know why you do what you do. So
all right,
I want to thank you for coming in. Don't go away, because we'll be back with Stuart Ramirez here in a second. And we're also going to conclude the show with, I got a special hack for you of the day. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Freo.
Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. And of course, I'm Dan Freo, and I'm here with Stuart Ramirez. And what I want to talk about is, you know, what he does and how he stays busy throughout the year. But I know one of the things that he does, and I try to pride myself on, this is what I do, is one of the things, and you'll hear this in all my ads, is when you call into the phone number, 844-775-LOAN, that's my mortgage number, you get me. You don't get a team. You don't get that salesperson. You don't get, just a telemarketing person or somebody taking down notes. You get me. And that's what I think makes me stand out above a lot of others who actually promote, you know, my team or my this. I do have a team behind me. But you're probably listening to me here, or you're watching me on YouTube, or you're listening to a podcast, call. You'll get me. And I promise you, I'll give you the facts behind everything, and I'll give you the true information behind it all. If there's something that you dispute or you don't think is correct, I'd be more than happy to send you the guidelines or whatever you need to validate my facts. So now going on to Stuart, same way. When you call Stuart, you're not calling into a REMAX station where you're assigned whomever or whoever has the floor that day. You're going to get a hold of Stuart because you want to deal with Stuart because you like what you're hearing. You like what you're seeing. Stuart, I guess I'll throw it at you this way. Why Stuart? I know why Stuart, but those listening out there, why, you know, you hear all these other people on the radio, I'll buy your house if it doesn't sell, or I'll do this. So why should I even bother calling Stuart?
I'm glad you asked, Dan. And the number one reason is because you get firsthand service. And you are right. There are many, many realtors out there. I believe there's realtors that have licenses that don't even have driver's licenses. That being said, the biggest thing that I pride myself on is customer service. I want to make sure that my clients are happy and that they know that I'm there on their side, in their defense, working for them. I have always worked really hard to make sure that my sellers make the most amount of money in the least amount of time, and certainly with the fewest headaches. And I do that from a premise of hard work breed success. So when I go into a person's house and I'm helping them sell, I'm helping them sell. I'm not just at a keyboard. I'm not just, you know, data entry. I am literally hands-on. I have had clients that have asked me to come back to a house and, you know, open the door for an inspector, or their alarm went off and they don't know why. But aside from that, I've helped people organize their homes, restructure, clean out their garages. And not that I want to go clean everybody's garages, yeah, naturally.
If you're not busy this weekend, stop on by, buddy.
Right.
Same for me.
It's not something that I want to do, but yeah, certainly if I have a situation where I have a client who needs help, whether they're elderly, whether they're just super busy, whether they have three kids and the husband's working, you know, or the wife is working, where one parent is at home and the other is working 60 hours a week and they just don't have the ability to do it, I'm in there helping them. I have done every single bit of home prep that you can imagine. I literally have. And I pride myself on that because I want my clients to know I'm in it with you. It's not just you against the world or you against the market for lack of a better term. It really is we're in it to win it. And I believe that. The more money my client makes, the better the home shows, the more successful I am as well. So it goes hand in hand.
Got it. How about on the buying end? That's the selling end.
So on the buying end, I do somewhat the same. The difference is I don't have to help someone prep the home when they're buying, right? But I do have to give them good advice. I have to let them know what some of the issues are going to be, what some of the expenses upcoming can be, and certainly whether or not I think a home is an incredible deal. And I literally have to tell them, we need to write this like right now, immediately. And sometimes people don't really understand the concept of urgency. You know, they're like, well, let me think about it. Let me sleep on it. And sometimes I have to.
By Monday, it's gone.
Yeah,
by Monday. If it's that great of a deal, it's going to go. Somebody's going to pull the trigger.
Right. So I do that. But the most important reason why I point out if there's going to be issues or problems or what the expenses are or something's a great deal is I know ultimately that buyer is going to turn into a seller at some point or another.
Right.
They're going to want to sell that home. And I want them to come back to me. And I certainly don't want to, you know, for lack of a better term, every realtor's nightmare is to have to sell a house that we call a dog, where it's just a nightmare to sell. Well, I don't want to have to tell my client, yeah, I sold you the home, but I don't want to list it.
Right.
Right. So I take great pride in making sure my clients buy what we believe is a great home at a great price so that we can turn around and hopefully, you know, we never know what the market's going to bring, but hopefully they can make a profit on and they feel good about selling it in the future.
Gotcha. Here's why I refer a lot of clients to you. And the main reason is the last word I just said, you. In the past, I've done this a long time, over 30 years, and I've kissed a lot of frogs, and I dealt with a lot of realtors. Here's the frustration I get is, you know, the realtors telling me how great they are and all this other stuff, and then I refer that deal over to them, and then they send it to, you know, another person. I won't really say any names or whatever, because I don't want to offend anybody, but they send it over to that person. There's multiple times where I've sent it to the broker owner, then they've weeded that out to different people in their office. And I had one company that I sent them three or four deals. Three out of the four clients called me back. I mean, ticked off. The person was rude. They were late. They didn't show up. They rescheduled. They did this. I don't want to deal with a group like in mine. And you have a team behind you. But when I'm dealing with you, I deal with you. When people call me, you are more than likely, you're going to deal with me. You won't deal with me from A to Z, nor will they with you. But you're in the forefront of these things, and you're the one taking the responsibility and taking the reins of this thing and running with it. And that's why I keep referring people to you, because I can rely on you. And if somebody in the team kind of might mess up, you own it, you fix it, you get right back at it. And that's what I love about dealing with you. So thank you so much for doing that. So if you would, what's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you?
The best way is via my cell. I always give out my cell so people can call me direct. It's 773-988-1710. 773-988-1710. And you can reach me anytime. I answer my phone pretty much 7 days a week and till as late as 10:30 if I didn't pass out from exhaustion.
Same here. Website. Got to be a website.
Yeah. My website is stewartsellshouses.com, and Stewart is spelled with an E-W. So S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Awesome. And to find Stewart as well, go to thefrioteam.com. Right there, he's a sponsor in there. He not only sponsors the show, he is a friend of mine, and he is a partner that I love sending people to help find homes. And if you're listening to this on the radio, you're either listening to us on WYLL radio or WIND radio. You can go to either one of those websites and you'll find me in there, The Mortgage Update with Ann Frio, and you'll find Stuart's information on there as well. So thanks again, Stuart, for coming in today. I know you're busy, busy, busy. You probably got to get out there right now, but I do appreciate everything you do for us and everything you do, you know, help all the clients that we have and put these people in a great home. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank
brother.
You, Dan.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.
So again, special thanks out to Dottie Dose of Echo Home Inspections, Inc. Dottie does a fantastic job. So if you're looking for a home inspection or you're looking to buy a house and you just want to make sure everything is right about that house, reach out to Dottie. You can find her at my website. All these sponsors, you can find it at thefrioteam.com. And you can also go to WIND Radio. It's on the sponsors page there, as well as WYLL, all the sponsors. Another special thanks out to so much for Stuart Ramirez. Stuart's a great guy. And like he says, he's honest. He'll tell you the truth. If the house is a great house for you, he'll let you know. If it's not the perfect fit, he'll let you know. Special thanks out to Pat Noon of PJN Tax Solutions. Pat is the guy that's going to get the IRS off your ASS. Another special thanks out to Joe Tribuzio of Universal Masonry Group. Joe stepped in and helped me tremendously. I had my basement flooded, and Joe stepped in. He gave me the lowest quote of any quotes that I got to finish my basement. So I was reluctant to go with Joe several years ago. He did a fantastic job, and I've been using Joe ever since then. So thank you so much, Joe, at Universal Masonry. Tom Mirabelli, your independent insurance provider with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Tom's a special guest and usually comes on the show once a month, and he gives you all your health insurance options outside of the Obamacare plan, because the Affordable Care Plan, if you found out, it's not affordable. Gary Hall of RE/MAX Central. Gary is a great guy that I deal with in the Northwest suburbs. He's a specialist at staging your home for sale. So please reach out to Gary Hall with RE/MAX Central. Another special thanks out to AD Supplies. Anything, if you're out there and you use companies like Grainger, Uline, Carry Company, and you need industrial supplies, check out adsupplies.net. Great products at probably a fraction of the price that you're going to pay anywhere else. Lastly, creditscoresandmore.com does exactly what it says. It gives you your credit scores and more at one site. You can pull your free credit report. You can pay and get the credit report that your lender gets. And you can also get credit repair from one of the top companies in the country. So again, my name is Dan Free. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening again today. So please come back, same time, same place. See you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626, or online at thefrioteam.com.